Tuesday, I think. Dearest Lane, I have no idea if you'll be able to decipher this, as the noise in the dorm is absolutely incredible tonight and I can hardly hear myself think. So if I spell anything wrong, kindly have the kindness to overlook it. Incidentally, I've taken your advice and resorted to the dictionary a lot lately. So if it cramps my style, you're to blame. Anyway, I just got your beautiful letter and I love you to pieces. Distraction, etc. I can hardly wait for the weekend. It's too bad about not being able to get me in Croft House, but I don't actually care where I stay, as long as it's warm and no bugs, and I see you occasionally, i.e. every single minute. I've been going crazy lately. I absolutely adore your letter, especially the part about Elliot. I think I'm beginning to look down on all poets, except Sappho. I've been reading her like mad, and no vulgar remarks, please. I may even do my term thing on her if I decide to go out for honors and if I can get that moron they assign me as an advisor to let me. Delicate Adonis is dying, Cytherea. What shall we do? Beat your breasts, maidens, and rend your tunics. Isn't that marvelous? She keeps doing that too. Do you love me? You didn't say it once in your horrible letter. I hate you when you're being hopelessly super male and reticent. Not really hate you, but am constitutionally against strong, silent men. Not that you aren't strong, but you know what I mean. It's getting so noisy in here, I can hardly hear myself think. Anyway, I love you and want to get this off special delivery so you can get it in plenty of time if I can find a stamp in this madhouse. I love you. I love you. I love you. Do you actually know I've only danced with you twice in 11 months? Not counting that time at the Vanguard when we were so tight. I'll probably be hopelessly self-conscious. Incidentally, I'll kill you if there's a receiving line at this thing. Till Saturday, my flower. All my love. Franny. P.S. Daddy got his x-rays back from the hospital and we're so relieved. It's a growth, but it isn't malignant. I spoke to Mother on the phone last night. Incidentally, she sent her regards to you. So you can relax about their Friday night. I don't even think they heard us come in. P.P.S. I sound so unintelligent and dim-witted when I write to you. Why? I give you my permission to analyze it. Let's just try to have a marvelous time this weekend. I mean, not try to analyze everything to death for once. If possible, especially me. I love you. Francis.